Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Final hour of the midday show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. The AMA brought to you by Right From The Heart, RightFromTheHeart.org. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on hold, 404-726-0929. That is also the text line if you want to text us a question. And we're going to start with the text line. No more neglecting the text line here on the midday show.
All right, gentlemen, buckle up.
All right.
Do you feel like Alex, the Braves GM,
Anthopoulos,
wants to make some moves, but he can't because the owners have his hands tied?
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I would think that given like a little bit more of a budget, they probably would have kept Freddie Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
They
probably kept.
Probably would have kept Dansby. I don't know. That's a lot for Dansby. I'm not sure. Maybe. Probably would have kept Max Fried.
Yes.
Yeah. I think.
They probably would have brought somebody else in.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably would have upgraded at shortstop.
Yeah, probably brought somebody
else in. Yeah, so I think, yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think that's any secret, though. There's a bit of a budget that they're working on.
There we go. Hard hitting there, Corey. Good job.
Good work, Corey.
Good job.
All right. Roger's in Atlanta. Hey, Roger. Roger.
Hello.
Hey, Roger. How are you?
Oh, no, it's Walter. This ain't Roger.
Oh, God. Yeah, Roger. Forget Roger.
Yeah.
What's up, Walt?
Right. Forget Roger. Anyway, I just got my lunch in the car again. This time, I got it with the app. I got some points on my app. So, yeah, I'm loving it. But anywho, good. My question to you guys. Randy, do you play golf?
If I'm invited, but I don't go out my way to play, no.
Okay. What was your aha moment, I guess, to both of you guys? What was the aha moment on the golf course? Was it did somebody fix your swing? Was it a technique? What was the aha moment on the golf course? Me and my man Jarvis Davis was just on the golf course just now.
Okay.
And, yeah, we challenge you guys if ever y'all want to get that work or whatnot.
Jarvis.
But, we had an aha moment. We kept hooking them.
I don't even play. I could be Jarvis.
Jarvis is better than that.
I don't even play it. I'd be Jarvis.
And I love my brother Jarvis. He knows better than that.
Yeah, I mean, I could be Jarvis.
He knows what would happen if they actually wanted to do that.
Yeah, but I only play if I'm invited, and I only play odd or even holes, depending on how I feel that day.
But now, if they challenge me, you got to play all of them.
You
got to play all of them.
Yeah, but I mean, I have so many. I have the funniest golf moments because I don't take it serious. First time I ever swung golf club in my life on a golf club, I broke somebody's driver.
Oh, no.
First time ever.
Was it a nice one?
I don't know.
But like.
Yeah, he didn't get mad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I've hit, I was playing with Bob. Neighbor Bob, we were over at Stone Mountain, Andy, on the par three over there. And I hit the ball and it hit the damn post from on a par three and just like fell outside the hole.
Like the flag stick?
Yeah, hit the flag.
Oh, nice.
Hit the flag. Bam. Nice. And then I hit a shot. We were playing over here in Conyers. I was playing with Corey and Daryl and them. And I just whacked it. It was right there, right above the green. Whacked it, hit the pole, and went down. So I hit crazy shots every time.
You hold out from how far?
It was right outside the green.
Oh, okay.
It was right outside the green. And I just swung like this. Hit the damn pole, hit the stick, went in.
Nothing has made me enjoy golf more than realizing how much better than me guys are that can't even make the like the secondary pro league. Like playing with those guys during COVID up in Dawsonville that are great golfers. My buddy Blake played on the Korn Ferry Tour, but you know, he didn't like win a lot or anything like that. He's the best golfer I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
He would beat me by whatever he wanted to every single time we played. And he's the best guy I've ever seen. And, you know, the difference between him and the best guys is huge. So it was like, all right, why would you ever let this game that's so difficult, even for the best people, get you? Like, just don't take it seriously.
Yeah.
Like, taking it, and I still take it seriously. Like, you know, I try to play well and all that kind of stuff. But, like, kind of treating it with the right mentality or treating it a little bit less, like less life and death, has been so helpful.
Yes,
I've enjoyed it so much more.
It.
And it's made me better, too.
I believe
like,
it.
It's actually really helped. I think I'm playing this weekend.
I believe it.
I think I'm doing a lot of stuff this weekend.
There we go.
Maybe we'll see. Probably not. Adam's in Watsonville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
Hey, yesterday I was calling my dad, and actually my mom answered the phone.
Right.
And I was like, wow. But I just started talking to her as normal. But I know you guys as parents or whatever, but in y'all's relationship, at what point would it be okay when your spouse starts answering the phone for you, your phone?
Oh.
Oh, I don't.
Hi, Adam. Thanks, Adam.
What did he say?
I don't. If my wife, if my phone rings, my wife probably answers it sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure it's like if it's there. And I'm
well, especially when there used to be like landlines, you know.
Yeah, but no, if she'll like if she's if I'm over somewhere and my phone's like right beside her, she'll say so and so's on the phone.
Yeah.
And I'll say answer it.
Go ahead and answer it.
Yeah, go ahead and answer it.
Yeah. Or like if I'm driving, I'll be like, hey, my phone's buzzing a lot.
Yeah.
Will you see why Abe's texting me so much?
Not wanting
that. And then she'll check and then tell me what that is. But yeah, I think we're there. I think we've achieved that level of relationship.
Yeah, like
now I'll say this. If I called my dad and my mom answered, that would be
that'd
surprising.
That'd be surprising, yes.
What are you guys doing together?
Yeah, that'd be very surprising. I have, like, we have each other passcodes and everything. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you can do that when it's, you know, keeping it above board.
Yeah.
Don't, yeah, yeah. All right. Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
Yeah. What up, fellas?
Hi, Rich.
I got two questions for y'all. The first one is up the wife, Allie. So, my lady, she don't really talk a lot to people, right? She's very quiet. Love that about her. She has this thing where we get around people.
Rich just keeps dropping like, little hints here. Antisocial hints. What's up,
Ryan? She's antisocial, but to me, she a goofball, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But she has this thing where she's around people. It's like she'll pick up on certain things, and she's like, well, I don't really like this person hanging around you. Mm-hmm. It's not that she don't like them. She just don't like it. And every time she says that, something always happened with this person where it's like now when she say something, I'm like, all right, cool. I just take heed to what she got going on with. So is this something you guys' wife have something similar where when she speak about certain things, it's like, all right, babe, you take it with a grain of salt. My second question, I was up late watching that game last night with the Nuggies. I don't like them, and it's mainly because I'm alone. I love the players. But I keep hearing people saying that they shouldn't have called that foul. Is it you guys think it's just bias, or if it was your team, you want them to call the foul, or is it like that was too good of a game for it to be decided by the refs? Which I think
he's talking about the Nuggets Timberwolves.
Did he say
game?
Nuggies?
He did say Nuggies. Yeah.
Oh,
Nuggies.
Okay. Yeah, like, okay. Just make sure. He said Nuggies. Okay. No, I think if it's a foul in the first quarter, it's a foul in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, fouls are fouls.
Yeah.
I get that games are officiated different, but I don't, you know, I'm never going to argue that, except if it's against my team, and then I'm going to probably be biased about it. So my wife is a different but similar kind of, like, radar, like what he's saying. My wife likes everybody. Like, she's, like, one of the most friendly people in the world, mm-hmm. and she gets along with everybody and is very personable, very social and all that. But if she doesn't like somebody,
mm-hmm.
then they really suck. Like, she likes everybody.
Right.
But if she's like, nah, I don't know about that person, she's always right. And if my wife doesn't like you.
Something's wrong.
Something's wrong with you.
I don't know. My wife likes everybody, but my wife is like very, very intelligent. Always very intelligent, book and street. She's very it's hard for me to watch somebody hustle my wife. That's how I view her. She's very, very smart woman.
I wish I could say
she's
that. My wife's very smart.
She's very smart.
She got hustled at that Bass Pro Shop, though.
But she's very, very, like, trusting of people. in a way that I don't do it. Like, I don't like people around me. I don't like people I know around my house. I don't like people I know around my kids. Nothing like that.
Sure.
Like, she's cool with that. Like, you be a repairman, she won't do no background check. Just come on over to the McMichael house. And I always have an issue with it. Right. And she'll get mad at me. I'm like, no. Because she'll say this. Why are you like that? And this is my favorite comeback to her. Why aren't you like that? Why aren't you like that? I don't like strangers over here. Why is it so easy for you to let strangers over here?
Do either of you ever answer the question?
No, because you can't answer.
Can you?
Yeah, I know why.
Oh.
I know why. You know, I don't trust people. I don't trust nobody. I don't trust people when it's a fact where something had to be done in our bedroom. We had to have a guy. I say, no, don't worry about it. I'd rather have a leaky pipe and let some man I don't know come in my damn house and go in my bedroom.
Right.
I'll fix it. I got wrenches. I got wrenches. I got a new wrench set, and it's very nice, too, dog. I got to show it to you. That along with my tool belt.
My wife is very smart as well, but she did get played at the Bass Pro Shop, though. They talked her into one of those little timeshare vacations.
Oh, no.
I went to the bathroom, Andy. And I came back, and she was signing something. Andy, I was like, oh, Lord.
Again.
Where are we going?
Look,
Branson, like Missouri.
But to your thing,
they only had vacations in the trashiest places.
But, Buck, to your thing like that, my wife, that ain't a hustle to my wife. That's a trip to where you talking
all
about
right,
my
that's
wife.
All right, that's a deal.
Oh, that's a deal.
Oh, we got a deal.
Oh, my wife looked at that as a deal.
I was like, where else do they have that's closer to you? She was like, they have Orlando. Gatlinburg.
Why does that sound like her?
Myrtle Beach. All places I don't want to go.
Dude, that's her, though. But my wife makes it into a, like, we're going here. It is so awesome.
Yeah. Like, anywhere else? Vegas? Okay. Reno. Let's go to Reno. Biggest little city.
All the time.
Josh is in Suwannee. Hey, Josh.
All the time.
Hey, guys. In memory of Val Kilmer, I guess this question's for Bo. Can you rank all your Batmans, I guess, from one to whatever? And then the second one is, I guess, could you rank your top three favorite Batman movie villains? Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, Josh. The floor is yours, Bo. My favorite Batman's Michael Keaton, even though he didn't ask. That's my favorite.
Keaton's good, and he improved his ranking after the Flash movie because they actually had some fight scenes with him where he actually moved his neck and looked like he could fight people.
He's just awesome in most stuff.
But like,
Michael Keaton's great.
For me, it's Affleck. And then it's Keaton.
That's your favorite Batman?
Oh, yeah. He was the best.
Ben Affleck?
Batman by far.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
I guess Adam West, maybe?
You didn't like Christian Bale?
Christian Bale was a horrible Batman.
I really like those movies.
The movies are great. Okay. See, don't get me wrong. The movies are great, and it's a fantastic trilogy, but his Batman was held up by those movies being great.
Okay. What about horrible George Batman. Clooney?
See, that's where I counted. George Clooney was just, we don't like to talk about George.
Okay. Villains?
What's got to be?
Where does Pattinson fall in this?
Oh, Pattinson, that's the other one. So I'd probably put him after Keaton and then ahead of Adam West. And then
he was good, too?
I liked it, yeah.
I haven't seen that one. Okay. Bane, right? Bane was awesome.
Bane was pretty good, yeah. I really loved Jim Carrey's Riddler. That was fantastic. I got Batman Forever, the Val Kilmer Batman.
Yep. All right. Terrence is in Buckhead. Hey, Terrence.
Hey, I got a question for Andy and one for Randy.
All right.
Okay, Andy, if Georgia Bulldogs and the Washington Huskies play for the national title, who are you going for?
Come on, man.
Washington Huskies?
Going for Washington?
Yeah.
Okay. And Randy, being a former football player, at what point on a football field does a regular penalty become a half the distance to the goal line penalty?
All right, Terrence.
Usually half the distance is in whenever you get inside 10, I'm assuming. I can't think of it off the top of my head. But I know hold on, Abe. Hold on. I will figure out the question, Abe, okay? I see you got the damn mic like this. Because I know that, you know, half the distance goes usually five and in. Usually half the distance go.
And then if it's a going backwards penalty,
it's all way. If it's going backwards, it's the amount of yardage in the penalty.
Okay. I'm gonna root for the Washington Huskies.
Yeah, like,
no matter who they're playing.
Yeah.
I hope someday that happens. That Washington's back in the national championship. That would be great. The most awkward one though would be Washington App State. Like. Now, that would probably only be like an early season non-conference game, so it wouldn't be the same level. Maybe someday App can, I don't know, it's going to be harder and harder to get in the playoffs, so yes. Maybe it could be a playoff game, but That would be the one that would be the most fun and the most awkward, at least at my house.
We got a, we have an invite to Branson.
Branson, Missouri?
Yes. Yes.
I got a place for us to stay.
I got Devin's out there. Devin's out there, man.
I got a place for us to stay because what happened at Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah.
I mean, my brother-in-law lives in Springfield, so it's not far from there.
Like, did she's on yellow for that?
Well, that's when we were there, yeah. We were at the Bass Pro Shops in Springfield.
Oh, I thought.
Because it's one of the two things to do in Springfield.
I'm thinking that you got it here and now have.
No. We were in Springfield killing time because, you know, not a lot going on out there in Springfield.
So where's that going?
Hopefully never. I think it expired.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hopefully never.
How much you put down on
it? Not in 2025. We're not going anywhere. Because
that's how my wife gets us to go places. She puts down payments.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Yes. I don't know what it is. Yes. But, you know, if you see me on Instagram in Orlando, you'll know why.
And they got to go on that damn tour.
Oh, there it is. They got hustling to Bass Pro Shops again. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I will say, if you're in Springfield, Missouri, go to the Bass Pro Shops because they have a NASCAR Hall of Fame. And they got all kinds of cool Dale Earnhardt stuff.
Okay.
Again, there's not a lot going on in Springfield.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Missouri.
Andy's a two-syllable guy.
Love two syllables? Randy ain't with that flim-flam.
Nope. Not.
Randy also doesn't want another man in his bedroom fixing his pipe. Finger skating, much more pleasurable than taking a snap.
You lift up a woman, man, and not putting your hands on under a man's butt.
Two bangs and a pivot.
Yes.
Braves lost to a guy that got tore up by lettuce.
Me did.
Yeah, man.
And Randy asked Andy if he was a spitter.
Bam.
And you know what I said?
No.